My name is David DeLeon, and I help to produce 20 Minute Takes. This week, we continue our Lenten Reflection series with a piece by Nikki Toyama Sito entitled My Journey to Bethany Beyond the Jordan. Listen in. Thanks again for joining us.
My Journey to Bethany Beyond the Jordan. Walking the pathway, I wanted to look at this stony landscape, but it was so rocky, so pebbly, I had to keep my eyes on the ground to keep from stumbling. So when I stopped and finally looked up, I was confused. The country of Jordan and small town Bethany beyond the Jordan in specific didn't look like what I thought it would. I looked for the arid stonescapes that the illustrated Bible of my childhood depicted. I looked for caves and rocks, for a desert wilderness. But instead, as I looked out to the place where John the Baptist called out, it was reedy. Tall, ancient grasses waved, greenish, antagonistic underbrush, and small pockets of water. And there, beneath it all, the stony, pebbly ground. I had journeyed to Bethany beyond the Jordan for the first time, a personal pilgrimage of sorts, to one of the places that formed my Christian faith. The idea of pilgrimage is a foreign concept, not a part of my Christian faith. But after many months of virtual and electronically mediated connections, I was ready to be physically present, in a place, with all my senses and my soul open. My friend and ministry partner, Kathy, joined on the journey. We ventured to the Dead Sea and floated. We visited the historic site of Jesus' baptism. In a nearby town, I saw an ancient mosaic on the floor of a church. It was a map, a guide to direct other spiritual journeyers onto the various holy sites, and I found the places that I had visited. And in my soul, I felt the connection to a deeper community, one that transcends time. A community of people walking and journeying to deepen their faith by a visit to these places. The stories I had read in the Bible that can become a bit abstract came to life before my eyes. This practice of walking helped connect my faith to my body. This Lenten season, I'm committing to a practice of walking and breath prayer. The walking is a practice to try to bring my faith into my body, but it's also a statement that God's presence, so palpable in Jordan, is also found close to each one of us. Do we have the eyes to see? Are we awake enough to notice? So much of my spiritual upbringing was in the reading of scriptures, of critically analyzing and thinking, a faith of statements and theological positions. The problem is, I began to recognize the roots of criticism in my own heart. My hope is that my prayerful walking will help me be alert to the seeds of cynicism or an overly critical nature. Over the past couple of years of retreats and conferences, mentoring meetings, I've become convicted about something, about the importance of taking care of the body, the soul, and the mind, of loving God with our whole selves. I had often viewed my body and any limitations as an obstacle to be overcome. Nothing will slow me down, I used to think. But in trying to be a part of God's justice, in the face of Asian American Pacific Islander hate speech, I began to recognize the toll that this work takes on my body. One of my mentors said, "Self-care is an act of protest." And I understood this to mean that when people try to silence, make invisible, and marginalize people, that caring for my body and affirming its made in the image of Godness is an act of protest. So this journey to Jordan, these words of compassion and care, the yearning for an embodied faith, and a desire to be alert to God's presence result in my desire to spend this Lenten season in walking and prayerful breathing. The journey to the cross for Jesus that this Lenten season marks seems gritty, fleshy, and messy. And as I'm trying to walk in my neighborhood, it's an offering of openness to what God might have in this particular season. The journey was a helpful practice. of embodying and living up my faith, of praying with my feet, of using my senses to pray and express a faith that refuses to be intellectualized. I'm deeply grateful for the extravagant gift of this trip and the luxurious privilege of a blue passport that opens many doors visa-free. This is how I understand Jesus, as embodiment of God, brought near in human shape, but divine. And so is the pilgrimage, the journey to the sacred. Incarnation, God made flesh, is central to the heart of the Christian faith. I walk my neighborhood, my small garden, differently. While Bethany beyond the Jordan is one place, sacred and historical, I'm trying to carry that experience, that spiritual practice, into my daily life and into my neighborhood. I'm trying to hold on to the intentions behind the pilgrimage, but translate that into a daily practice that doesn't require a plane trip, the time for a trip, and the luxuries of a well-received tourist passport. This trip to Jordan restored to me a local faith, an embodied faith, and a faith that I hope brings peace and God's love to the places where I am. "20 Minute Takes" is a production of Christians for Social Action. We're produced and edited by David DeLeon. I'm your host, Nikki Toyamasito, and the music is done by Andre Henry. You can find us on the web at christiansforsocialaction.org. Give us 5 stars, write a review, and share about the podcast with your friends.